Justice Kids on CKUW 95.9 FM, bringing the issues of youth in and from care, from their lives to your minds.
Hello, hello, party people! What's up? Just kidding. Hi, everyone. I'm Jaina. Welcome to another fabulous edition of System Kids. And today's a very special day. We have a special guest. And, of course, I'm here hosting with the wonderful, the great, everyone's favorite mama bear in Manitoba, Miss Marie Christian.
Hello, hello, everybody. Ooh, yes, I can. Thank you.
Yes. You speak up, mama.
Hello.
Nope, still can't hear nothing.
Still can't hear me. You have mic 3 on that one?
Yes, I do. What's going on? Try now.
Hello, hello?
Nope, still nothing.
Hello.
Okay, I don't know. We're having technical difficulties. Emma, can you say hi? We also have Emma in the house. Can you say hello?
Hi, everyone.
Yeah, okay, you're loud and clear. All right, I don't know what's going on here. Oh, wait a minute. Yeah, no, mic 3.
Mic 3,
nope. Okay. Try again.
Hello, hello?
No. No, it's not moving. I don't know what's going on.
Well, you want to play a song? Maybe we can...
Yeah, we'll play a song. We're going to jump into a song, and we will be right back. Give me a minute here. Okay, you're listening to System Kids. We know how to pivot. Yes, we do. Lucky for you. We are going to play a beautiful song. I want to say, send out a congratulations to the beautiful, iconic Joni Mitchell, who performed for the first time ever at the Grammys this past Sunday. So I thought, what a beautiful way to start the show with a little song from beautiful Canadian classic. Oh, she was so cute. Singing now, where is it? We're going to listen to A Case of You here on CKUW 95.9 FM. This is System Kids, and we'll be right back.
I am as constant as a northern star, and I said, constantly in the darkness, where's that at? If you want me, I'll be in the bar. On the back of a cartoon coaster, in the blue TV screen light, I drew a map of Canada. Touching. knew your devils and your deeds, and she said, go to him, stay with him if you can, but be prepared to bleed. Oh, but you are in my blood, you're my holy wine, you're so bitter, bitter and so sweet, oh, I could drink a case of you. Oh, still I'd be on my feet, I would still.
Here on CKUW 95.9 FM, we are bringing you the voices and issues and concerns and all things related to young people in and from care, especially in Manitoba. So we had a bit of technical difficulties, but I believe we have sorted that out.
We have worked it out.
Testing 1, 2, 3. Marie is here.
Wah, wah, wah.
Right on. So we have Marie, and we also have a special guest, Miss Emma Peck. Say hello, Emma.
Hello, everyone.
Hello. Welcome.
Thank you.
All right. So let's get down into our intros so we can get into the juicy stuff.
Absolutely.
I
was going to say our theme for this month is healing and self-love. So that'll be kind of the overarching conversation. And of course, young people, as always, you know, we want to hear from you. If you have something you want to share on how you have experienced healing, or maybe a family member that you love has experienced healing, or you've learned how to love yourself, or you've seen someone else learn how to love themselves, give us a call. The number is, like always, 204-982-4956, or toll free from anywhere in Manitoba, 1-866-982-4956.
All right. And as you know, System Kids is a part of Voices, Manitoba's Youth and Care Network. We've been engaging and empowering young people with their rights and ways to navigate the system, especially through advocacy. A lot of the voices of young people have made so many positive changes in the system over the years, and we're going to talk about that more throughout our show. I believe it's even one of our community connections today. Your voice matters.
Absolutely.
We want to hear from you, and including, like, our theme is about love. You know, young people teach us what they need and how we could better care for them, and and I think we need to include that with love. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, young people, tell us, what's love to you? What does love look like? What kind of love do you want? And what kind of love are you willing to give? Mm-hmm. These are important things to ask, even when you're thinking about placement finding, or, mentoring young people on how to have healthy relationships, of course, with themselves, mm-hmm. and with others, right?
Yeah.
When I'm working with young girls, for example, and they're like, oh, I want a boyfriend, I don't have a boyfriend. I'm like, okay, but how many girlfriends do you have? Hey, like, do you know how to be friends with your sisters?
Mm-hmm.
Right? Sometimes we need to master that before, you know, we go to the romantic love kind of thing.
Absolutely.
Right? So there's lots of stuff that we can get into about love.
I think we're going to have 4 juicy conversations this month. It'll be really, really good to dig into the topic of love and different kinds of love over the month. But let's start with just an icebreaker.
Okay.
So who is your Valentine, and how do you plan to celebrate them this February?
Ooh, my Valentine is King Charles. Not the actual King Charles. I'm talking about my puppy.
Oh.
Yeah. Just so you know, don't get too excited.
Well,
I do send love to our royal.
Yes. Well, I heard last night on the radio that he has been, the King Charles, the human King Charles, has been diagnosed with cancer.
Yeah. Oh. Sad.
Oh. Yeah. That's scary.
Yucky.
And so how do you plan to celebrate King Charles the pup this February?
I don't know. Exactly. Maybe take him for a walk. Maybe get him a new outfit.
Hey, that's so cute.
He hates that, but I love it.
A little tie with hearts on it.
Yeah. Well, he's got his little bow tie. It's a little black and red plaid right now. But yeah, maybe I'll get him a special Valentine's one and he'll just give me stink eye, but that's okay.
How about you, Emma? Who's your Valentine and how do you plan to celebrate them this month?
Well, since we're on the topic of self-love, I think it would be appropriate to say that I'm going to be my own Valentine this year. And I'm going to treat myself. You know, it's with anyone, and I think overcoming barriers and obstacles, right? It's so important to honor those milestones, and I'm going to treat myself.
Good for you.
Maybe that might be a tattoo, or maybe it might just get my nails done, whatever.
Nice.
But, you know, I want to make the day about me.
Another nice. Grammy winner this weekend was Miss Miley Cyrus for her song, I Could Buy Myself Flowers, Flowers, go girl. And I did that.
Yeah.
Sing I Buy Myself Flowers.
Oh, well, it made me think of that India Arie song.
Video?
Having a private party, nobody here but me, my angels and my guitar sing, baby, look how far we've come.
Nice.
Oh, that's so going to be me. Yes.
This morning I was cruising to work and I was listening to Video.
Oh, yes.
I love that one.
Yes, that's a good one. So my Valentine this month, oddly enough, I was going to say myself as well. But let me think of someone else. This year, my Valentine will be, it's not a person, it's a spot. My Valentine will be my office. Friends, my office is a hot mess, and I really need to sit down and spend some time, some quality time with my office. I need to just give it a little bath and back rub. I need to help it shave all the extra papers that are on the desk. Help it pluck away.
No, all that's the sticky not notes. Valentine's. That's,
it is. It's
that's
showing
spring cleaning. That's for Easter. You give yourself that gift at Easter time. That's spring
it's
cleaning.
Sharing, it's
renewal.
Showing love to my environment.
Oh yeah.
Because the more
spray
I
some perfume in there, that's
yes,
love.
Yes, I need to put a little candle
put some
in
chocolate.
There. Yeah. Yeah, my poor office partners for life, and I've been neglecting that space. So I think that'll be my Valentine.
Nice. All right. Well, to all our listeners, we're wishing you a very happy Valentine's. Mm-hmm. Just in case we forget to say that next Tuesday, because we'll be here again. Mm-hmm. It'll be Valentine's Eve. We have our fun drive show, which is an opportunity for y'all to send us some Valentines in a form monetary, which we'll talk about more next week. But yeah, so that's a great icebreaker. Again, if you want to continue the conversation or add to the conversation and you're too shy to call, give us a ring ding with the numbers Marie mentioned. You can also hit us up on the socials. We're on the Facebook, on X. Unfortunately, still no TikTok or Snapchat. But you can hit us that way, or you can send us an email to ask@voices.mb.ca. Mm-hmm. There's always lots of great stuff happening at Voices. It is a good place to be. So, Marie, do you want to tell us about what's happening?
Sure. Yeah. So this month, every Wednesday, the Voices leadership team meets from 4:30 to 6:30 in our office. It is open to young people in From Care ages 14 to 24. If you don't live in Winnipeg, but you would like to be a part of the leadership team, I encourage you to give me a call or send an email, and let's talk about that. Let's talk about how we can support you to either participate virtually or
hybrid.
Yeah, or start your own local leadership group in your neighborhood, in your community. And of course, you know, we'll be here to help you, and we'll send you money for pizza. So if you want to be part of a leadership team but you don't live in Winnipeg, do reach out. We want to help support Youth in Care wherever they are in Manitoba. Every Thursday we have the parenting group. Nobody's perfect. The Parents from Care edition. Thursdays starting at 6 o'clock, and that'll be for the rest of this month. So if you are a parent in or from care, it's still early. If you want to jump in, like call seriously tomorrow so that you can you're not too far behind the rest of the group, because you want to earn your certificate, right? We have some tickets, one for you, one for a friend, for any young person in or from care age 12 to 30. We have some Manitoba Moose tickets coming up this Saturday and WSO later this month. And, of course, next week's show and the show after, those are our fun drive shows. So start looking at your budget. How much can you set aside to support community-driven radio? We really look forward and we really appreciate your support. Last but not least, looking towards March, we have the 10th annual Earl Cook Classic. That is our annual youth in care versus adult supports games. Initially, it was just social workers, but the young people enjoy kicking the butts of any adult allies who want to come and have a good afternoon. Yeah. It is 9 years champions in a row. So we're looking for youth skaters as well as adult supports. We encourage you to call and RSVP, and we will make sure to connect you with the resources you need to be able to play on game day.
Yeah, and like I said, we need adult helpers to play hockey, but we also need young people. And, you know, last year we had one of our sponsors from a radio station actually brought his little son and he played. So we know there's a lot of hockey moms listening. So please come out, bring your child, let them play for us. That would be so great. Mm-hmm. They could represent the adult helpers, like playing on behalf of you, or, you know, join on the young people's side.
Yes.
So, hint, hint, Michelle Brantley, come play March 16th. There'll be goodies and snacks.
Yes.
And hockey swag, and hopefully the Jets or Moose players there.
Yes.
To sign autographs.
We'll do what we can to get as many community supports out there. I know that whenever calendars have coincided, Jets or Moose have come out to play.
Yeah,
so,
and this year we brilliantly planned it to be on a day that there are no
scheduled games
at
yes.
this point, right?
Yeah, so fingers crossed. And but either way, it's going to be a great time. We look forward to honoring the life of Earl Cook and our other younger brothers, or not necessarily younger, but brothers and sisters from care who have passed away, either in care or recently transitioned out of.
Right. Do you have who singing the national anthem?
I guess you are.
Me?
Would
again?
You like to?
I suppose.
Unless, you know, listener, if you've been waiting your whole life for this mm-hmm. moment,
yeah,
let us know. We would love to have a young person come out and open the game with our national anthem. So let us know if that's something you really want to do.
That sounds good.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we'll hook it up. Mm-hmm. All right. Yeah, the show must go on. Let's get into my favorite part of the show, talking about our rights, the rights highlight. So this week we are looking at the United Nations Conventions on the Right of the Child, Article 36. I'll give you 30 seconds to Google that. 26. Mm-hmm. Sorry. That's how old I am, 36 plus tax.
Plus tax.
So I get mixed up. All right, so we're looking at Article 26, which states you have the right to help from the government if your family is poor or in need. We also are looking at Article 27, which goes further into kind of showing how government can be helpful and what areas that covers. And it says, Article 27, you should have the conditions you need for your physical, mental, spiritual, moral, and social development. If your family is unable to provide these conditions, the government should help, particularly with nutrition, clothing, and housing. I love that.
Mm-hmm. I thought it really tied in well to our theme of love and mm-hmm. care, because these are little, quote unquote, little things that all need to come together to ensure that you're cared for.
Yeah.
And I remember, and I have probably told this story too many times, but years ago, back in 2009, when I was just really learning about rights at this Summer Rights Institute, I was like, to me, it feels like rights are legislated love.
Yeah.
And I remember my instructor at the time was like, you can't legislate love. I was like, oh. And being a very shy person, I was like, okay, you're right. But I was really glad to hear, like, either later that year or whatever, there must have been something in the water. Erwin Ellman from Ontario, the former children's advocate, he shared a story that he was having a similar conversation with a young person. And he said, you know, rights are legislated love. And she said, you can't legislate love, but we can legislate the environment where love can flourish.
Yes,
and
beautiful.
And I think this, I was like, oh, thank you. That completes my thought. And I was glad to share a thought with Erwin Ellman because he's brilliant.
Yeah.
But also, like, yes, Article 26 and 27 really exemplify how maybe we can't legislate love, but we can legislate an environment where your caregivers need to provide the things that you need to grow and flourish to your best potential. And if they can't, the government has a responsibility as the duty bearer to ensure that your family has what it needs for you to grow and develop to your best potential.
Absolutely. And it needs to be beyond nutrition, clothing, and housing. That's like the bare
basics.
Minimum, right? And this made me think of Maslow's hierarchy of needs again, right? And not only will love flourish with, you know, your needs physically, mentally, morally, and spiritually being met, but your self-esteem, your confidence, right? It's like the opportunity to reach your potential that we can't, you know, we can't expect young people to be doing great in school when they don't know where they're going to sleep tonight.
Right.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. How do you have time to think about love and loving yourself if you're hungry, you know, if you don't have the right clothes to wear? You know, these are all so important.
Yeah.
And
well, I wanted to even add, like, I was thinking about the hierarchy of needs too, and it's really cool to see government and legislation really look at that iceberg, right? And it's not all about like the physical, like the things we see it, and, you know, even the social development, and that we can, from our peers, we can, it's that modeling, right, that we can see that love and spiritual, right? Like connecting with identity, and that's love.
Yeah.
And all of that, everything is so important in a child's development.
Mm-hmm.
And
it all works together so that a young person feels loved.
Yes, exactly, exactly.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And again, all of this too comes in balance, because now I was just kind of reflecting on Bill Maher's episode this past Friday, his new rule segment. You can Google or YouTube it if you want, but he was talking about the expectations of young people now and how it's being influenced by music, and how, you know, over the last 20, 30 years, music has changed. Like 20 years ago, music was really violent, specifically towards women, very degrading, and then people stopped buying, right? Because finally the rappers realized, like, why dissing the women, that they're the ones that are buying the albums, right? But since then, now the transition has been more and more, everything's about money and, you know, this car, this Gucci bag or that thing. And so all these messages that were given to young people by popular hip-hop music or just regular pop is just glorifying the importance of money and wealth. So young people, like, yes, your caregivers are responsible to buy you shoes. Do they have to be the latest Jordans? No, right? You don't need the latest Jordans. Do you need a cell phone? Yeah. Does it have to be the new iPhone? No, it could be an Android, right? So young people, you have the right, but we also have the responsibility to be real and, you know, respectful of how much things actually cost our parents or government, right? And it's hard you know, especially when we're trying to support a young person in care and they want to blend in high school with their friends and wear the same kind of clothes and, you know, wear the same kind of shoes. And unfortunately, the budgets don't match, right? Mm-hmm. And so, I don't know. What do you guys think about that? Am I going off the rails here? Or
no.
You're giving me the crazy eye, Maria. Hey, looking at me crazy.
It's true. We have to remember to balance our rights with our responsibilities. Mm-hmm. And I guess what I was thinking in that moment was, man, I wish young people knew that everyone feels at some point that they don't fit in.
Yeah.
It's not necessarily about your clothes or about your shoes or about your hair or anything else. Even if you are, quote unquote, the popular ones, mm-hmm. you still have that moment mm-hmm. of feeling a little bit like an outsider or a lot like an outsider. Mm-hmm. So if you're measuring your self-worth by all of those external things, from this old auntie to your young little ears, just let me tell you, you are worth more than the government could ever give you for shoes or clothes or anything else.
Yeah.
I may not take away your desire for those lovely things, and I applaud that, because that means you're going to apply for one of the summer jobs. Excellent. Mm-hmm. And you can buy whatever you want. But at the end of the day, just realize, and I'm sorry if this sounds very horrible, it does not matter. What matters is you and everything that you put on the inside of you.
Yeah, I agree. And more importantly, it doesn't work. Outside things cannot make our insides feel better. If there's a hole in your soul,
yeah.
the only thing that's going to fill that up is light and love, mm-hmm. right? That's mm-hmm.
And yeah, so again, going back to these rights, we can't legislate love, but we can legislate environments where that inner light can be nurtured and fanned into flame. And if you're ever feeling like your right to all of these things, what does it say here? That your physical, mental, spiritual, moral, and social development, if you feel like you don't have the conditions for you to grow in those spaces, then be your best advocate.
Yep.
Speak up, find an adult you trust, whether it's the Manitoba Advocate for Children and Youth, whether it's Voices, a trusted teacher, a social worker, a doctor, someone in your community who you trust can help you make your voice heard. You matter, your voice matters, your rights matter, and we want to ensure that you can grow and develop to your best potential.
Yeah, absolutely. Love that. Mm-hmm. And yeah, if you need to, if you don't like it, speak up. Mm-hmm. And we can adjust, right?
Yeah,
we can advocate.
That's such a important point too, sorry, is about communication, right? It is so important to communicate and finding that safe person to tell that to, because you are worthy.
Mm-hmm.
You have the right, right? And so communicate that. What does that look like to you? Because
yes.
everyone's different, mm-hmm. and that's what makes us all beautiful and unique, right? And mm-hmm. What love is for you may be different for someone else. And so speak up and say, mm-hmm. right, and find that safe place.
Yeah.
You can do that.
So yeah. important.
Awesome.
We got to realize that. So, you know, the people that care for us, even though they know us very well and mm-hmm. totally probably love us very, very much, they're not psychic,
yeah.
right? So
yeah.
you are the expert of your own life,
yes.
in terms of what you need and how you, you know, want to be supported, how
yeah.
things make you feel.
Yeah.
You know, you could be doing the right, someone
yeah.
could be doing the right thing for you, but in the wrong way,
yeah.
right? So learning how to kind of navigate that,
mm-hmm.
you know, maybe you have the chance to have be heard every month in your group home or foster home, but maybe that room is filled with 10 people and that doesn't feel like a safe space to speak
mm-hmm.
up. So
mm-hmm.
maybe what you need to do is say, can we just have a one-on-one meeting?
Yeah.
You know, or just
yeah.
two people where I can talk about
yeah.
my feelings.
Yeah. yeah.
You know, so giving young people that opportunity of, you know, what do you need?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's our responsibility mm-hmm. for sure as the caring adults in your lives
mm-hmm.
to remember to ask you. Because sometimes we can get so so excited that we feel like we're doing the best thing for you that we forget to check in and ask. Like, I'm thinking about, and I definitely don't think it was anything about me. I think it was more about their garden, but I'm thinking about my foster parents and how they grew so much rhubarb and so much zucchini. And they made so much rhubarb and so much zucchini. And if they, like, if I should ever go and visit, they'd probably think, oh, you loved rhubarb and zucchini. Let me make you more. I hate rhubarb and zucchini.
Is that due to overexposure, Maria?
Yes, a little bit. But I know that it would be coming from a good place. They would be thinking, oh, you ate this all the time at our house. Yes, because you grew it too much in your garden. As the caring adults, you know, check in with your young person and just be like, is this working for you? Mm. Or is there something different that you need from me?
Yeah. And things change,
yes.
Right? So
yes.
Something that they liked last year may
right.
not be, you know, adequate now, right?
Yeah.
So, yeah. And it's sad because you think about some young people only have, like, quarterly case conferences. And I'm like, man, quarterly. I'm like, I know kids that change their mind every other day or once a month or every other week. And I'm like, is this still the goal? You know, we need to check in.
Check in. Awesome.
But speaking of asking, listening, and believing your young people, we're going to move to our community connection.
Yes.
And today we are looking at Futures Forward. And that's specifically the tuition waiver program.
Mm-hmm.
And this is one of the examples we were talking about. The tuition waiver program is amazing, and even more amazing because it was born out of the voices of young people.
Yes.
And
beautiful.
Marie and I were privileged enough to walk with these young people and help create the safe space for them to feel safe enough to not only share, but to truly engage with the policymakers every step of the way of these new policies that were put in place.
Yeah, a lot of really, really significant memories from that experience. And I think just one of the most impactful ones that always stand out in my head, excuse me, was after the young people shared their experiences and their hopes and their dreams and their wishes and their hurts. The executive director, can I say his name? Because he's awesome.
Yeah, yes.
Jay took everything, Jay Rogers from the General Authority, took everything that he heard, and he did something that no young person has ever, up to that point, had ever had happen from the government to them.
Mm-hmm.
He apologized.
Yeah. But it wasn't just Jay. There was also the director from the Western CFS.
You're killing my moment here.
Okay, sorry. I'm just saying.
There were lots of folks in the office, but the fact that, you know, as the leader of that organization, Jay took the lead and, like, so humbly apologized for the hurts that these young people experienced while they were in care, and made a commitment to following up with their ideas, and then came back with his team to report on what they had done and what could be done, what would be worked on. Like,
yeah, beautiful. That was beautiful. That report got, those voices made so much change, and it went beyond, although it was sponsored by the General Authority.
Right.
It was, you know, signed off, kind of like approved by and welcomed by also the Métis Authority at the time, right? Billy Shibler, another amazing trailblazer.
Oh, yes.
The Advocate's Office. Actually, no, she was still the Advocate then. So it was before, but Métis definitely welcomed it.
Mm-hmm,
I think Northern got on board, and I don't know, Southern didn't. They didn't answer our call, so whatever. Have you heard of the tuition waiver program before, Emma?
I want to say yes, but vaguely.
Okay.
Vaguely.
Tell us what you know. What questions do you have? What do you want to know? What is this tuition waiver?
Okay, what is this tuition waiver? That's a good question.
Tell her, Maria. Just kidding.
Well, Emma
I'm
can.
Bossy.
I give Emma
I'm
the
bossy. I'm just a little bit bossy today. Sorry.
Sorry, now I'm just...
La, 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 la.
Oh, so Futures Forward tuition waivers 10 colleagues in universities in Manitoba provide bursaries to current and former youth in care.
Yes.
These bursaries can cover a substantial amount or a full cost of your tuition for an eligible degree, diploma, or certificate program. The number of available waivers depends on the school you want to apply.
Right. So like U of M has, I think, 10 spots. U of W has about 10, but it's not 10 every year. Some years they only have 5 available, like they have 10 in total. So if they still have 5 students working on their degree, they're going to need a renewal for next year. So then there's 5 available. Mm-hmm. So, but yeah, it's awesome. Okay. And we know lots of young people that have benefited from this tuition waiver program.
Hey? Well, it even says here, right, that the tuition waiver, it also helps with like financial supports.
Yeah.
So living expenses, yep, books, supplies, transportation, mandatory health or dental fees. Wonderful. Wow. Yeah.
Emma's wishing she was a foster kid now, so she could have got a tuition waiver. Booth, yeah, Booth offers it too. I think they have 2 spots.
Okay.
Yeah. So it's great.
Well, this is wonderful, yeah. It's really good to know.
So application deadline is March 31st. You want to start working on that application, start working on your essay, reach out to your old social worker because they'll want proof that you were in agency care. They'll want a summarized kind of letter from the agency stating very generally what it was like while you were in care, how long you were there, were you permanent, VPA, temporary, and you just want letters of reference, like, you know, 2 or 3, I believe, one from a school, one from your worker, teacher.
I know, I'm not even sure if they ask for a reference anymore, but they do ask for a letter proving that you have CFS care experience.
Yeah.
And they, on their site, it says that you can contact them for help to get that letter, but you can also contact Voices. We'll help you make the form letter. Mm-hmm. And as Jaina said, you can ask for a very general, hey, prior contact folks, I just needed a letter stating that I was in care and for how long. And it'll literally be a sentence that you get back on their letterhead confirming that you were in care from this date to this date. Yeah. And you can use that for your tuition waiver application, for other scholarships that are for young people from care, for the Children's Aid Foundation. Mm-hmm. Like, you start your portfolio of letters that you can use and reuse to apply for financial support all throughout your post-secondary degree.
Awesome.
So could anyone, someone who's been out of care 30 years?
Yes, there is no age cap.
Wow.
So if it's taking you, because, you know, as we know, when young people transition out of care, whether it's 18, 16, or 21, sometimes you have a lot to process.
Before
you're ready to go. And a lot of kids, because their AYA is sometimes attached to going to post-secondary, they will push themselves right into school and feel like a zombie. Like, what am I doing here? I'm still figuring out how to live or where to live.
Yeah.
You know, so I'm so thankful that we have no age cap on these tuition waivers. So you have time to, like, sit for a second.
There was originally, but we advocated, you know, that wasn't...
Yeah, it's not equitable.
It's not equitable, right? So, I mean, a lot of us didn't go back to university till we're in our 30s,
35.
Right? Yeah. So for me,
I'm still in it.
Yeah. 30.
I'm still in it, right?
When I went to, like, 20 was healing. That was my self-love time and learning what my favorite color was. And, you know, what I like to do for fun and, you know, all these basic things. So
allowing myself to never eat zucchini. That was my goal.
I like zucchini. I'm going to bring you zucchini.
I'm being a stinker. I love zucchini loaf, and I'm learning to... The other day, like, not the other day, like months ago, at Costco, they had a tray of zoodles, zucchini noodles, and another kind of zoodle, maybe squash, I don't know, but they made these noodles out of vegetables, and they were so good. I just had to not think about it being zucchini. It's really good.
Well,
it's really good.
Squash is really good. You don't have to make a zoodle out of that.
No. I don't think it was spaghetti squash, because you're right. Yeah. Spaghetti squash is like a different texture. Mm-hmm. I don't know what it was, but it had the two of them. It was very good. So I can get over zucchini. Rhubarb,
you guys are making
though.
Me hungry.
Okay. Rhubarb is going to take another generation.
So you can go to Futures Forward to find out more about the waivers. It's not guaranteed, so apply. Basically, you need a minimum of a 2.0 GPA. You need to be in full-time studies, 60% course load, and you must meet with the academic support at your school, the Futures Forward Student Support Case Manager, and our career development counselor, and be committed to staying in touch with those supports so that they can help you be successful.
Yes.
Right? And it's so great and so accommodating now, the tuition waiver program and the universities, you know, trying to encourage all young people to apply, even young people with disabilities, because I know young people even that are part of CLDS that are in university now, and they are being accommodated so that their learning needs. So if you have anxiety or ADD, and you know, you could do your exams in a room privately without people. If you need to sit at the back of the room, you know, I know a young person that seat is reserved for them, you know, and they get in there early, and you know, so they have made it a lot easier for people to achieve their academic goals, which I think is so beautiful.
Yes, so important.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So anyway, must carry on.
Yes.
Should we have a song break?
Yeah. As you get that song queued up, just a reminder, Jane has said you can find information about the tuition waiver program, futuresforward.ca. You will also find the scholarship guide. It's like one of the first links at the top of the page. It's a great guide. It was started by our scholarship queens, Shirley DeLorme Russell, years and years ago, and they keep updating it. I think this is the 13th edition, with scholarships that are available to youth in and from care, as well as Indigenous students, and some bursaries that are open to whosoever will. So this is your year.
I heard there was more scholarships in there this year, including ones not necessarily just for young people in and from care, but maybe those that were impacted by the system, but not in care. Yeah. Is that true? Did you hear that?
I didn't read it through.
Okay, I'm gonna have to read it through.
That's what it says on the cover.
But he is always giving me homework. Just give me the answer. I have to work for it. It's all the time. Okay, I'm going to look at this. Mm-hmm. Can I keep this?
Absolutely.
Forever and ever?
Yes.
Okay. All right. So then now you're listening to CKW 95.9 FM. This is System Kids, and we are going to play another jam for you. You may have been reintroduced to these fabulous gals if you watch the new Barbie movie. And this is a song from the Indigo Girls, and it's called Closer to Fine. Mm-hmm. Here we go.
I'm trying to tell you something about my life. Maybe give me insight between black and white. And the best thing you ever done for me is to help me take my life less seriously. It's only life after all. Yeah. Well, darkness has a hunger that's insatiable, and lightness has a call that's hard to hear. And I wrap my fear around me like a blanket. I sail my ship of safety till I sank it. I'm crawling on your shores. I went to the doctor, I went to the mountains, I looked to the children, I drank from the fountains. There's more than one answer to these questions, pointing me in a crooked line. And the less I seek my source for some definitive, closer I am to find, closer I am to find, yeah. And I went to see the doctor of philosophy, with a poster of Rasputin and a beer down to his knee. He never did marry or see a Greek.
performance. He said he could sit through me. I spent 4 years prostrate to the higher mind. Got my paper and I was free. And I went to the doctor. I went to the mountains. I looked to the children. I drank from the fountains. There's more than one answer to these questions, pointing me in a crooked line. And the less I seek my souls for something it is, closer I am to
here on System Kids, CKUW 95.9 FM. And wow, this show is going so quick. I forgot to give you your weather update. So in case you don't know, and you should know, it is very nice outside. It's currently sitting at plus one. The condition is foggy. Temperature, dew point, humidity is at 100%, which I believe. And the wind is going only at 5 kilometers an hour, and it's heading west. Tomorrow we can expect a chance of showers. But it'll also still be plus two. Thursday plus one. Friday minus seven. Ooh, it's getting icy on Friday. But we won't care because it's Friday. And then getting a little colder on Saturday, minus six. And minus 11 on Sunday and minus 10 next Monday. But the sun will be shining. So that is, there's always, you know, a
here
positive
comes
side.
The sun. Do, 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 do.
Oh, yeah, I love that song. Luke used to sing that.
Oh.
Here comes the sun. Do, 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 do.
Well, I knew the other shoe had to drop eventually. We've had lovely BC winter weather for the last however many days.
Yeah. All right. So let's back to our main. We're going to skip the child welfare in the news because Marie and I are kind of trying to debate this article, and we're like, we still don't 100% understand it, so we're going to get back to you.
It's like they told the story without telling the story.
Yeah. We got to dig a little deeper. Mm-hmm. A story that's coming out of New Brunswick about
a mistake in legislation.
Yes, we need more. Maybe we should call our girl. Do we have any friends in New Brunswick?
You know what? Yes.
Who's that?
Either
Zoe or
New Brunswick Youth and Care Network, who helped make that legislation.
Okay.
And then, of course, Dr. Melanie Doucette, who is like all things child welfare.
Yes, let's call the doctor.
Yes.
Dr. Melanie,
Doctor,
DJ.
Can you hear me?
Doctor/DJ extraordinaire. Yeah. She's
talk
got
about
like,
self-love.
Some sick beats, yeah.
Yeah.
The queen there. All right. So we have Miss Emma in the house. She's going to talk to us about self-love and her journey. And, you know, one of the things we do here, we try and, you know, bring the issues and voices of young people to other young people and also to helpers. But also our message from young people, often young people have reported that, you know, they wish their caregivers, their workers would take better care of themselves, and that they'd be, you know, they were so understanding of how busy and hard it is for helpers, and they want to take care of them. And we're like, no, kids, your job's not to take care of adults. Adults are supposed to take care of you. But you can gently remind them that they need to be taking care of their business.
So. You need a Snickers.
Yeah, you need a Snickers. Exactly. Mm-hmm. And yeah, so Emma, I've been super impressed with you. We've been working together for a few months.
Thank you.
You're a super social work student. Thank you. You jump in with tons of passion and love and willingness to just, you know, be of service to whoever's family needs some extra support. And, you know, our message is the importance of self-care.
Yeah.
You know, there's a big high statistics of social workers turn around. That's an issue. Young people recognize that. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, one of the biggest issues they have is getting used to a worker, and then it changes. Mm-hmm. And, you know, sometimes it's about workers just kind of moving up in the agency. But more often than it's we'd like out. To admit, it's yeah. burnout and yeah. just like, yeah, I can't do this. So what do you do for self-care?
Before you go into what you can do, can you just maybe introduce yourself a little bit more?
Yeah. Yes, of course. So my name is Emma. Thank you so much for inviting me. I'm going to be honest, I'm a bit nervous. But I'm currently a student at Booth University. I'm working on my BSW, so my bachelor's of social work. I'm currently working alongside Jaina at Métis CFS. I love it. I love it. And I've come a far way, I like to say, in my journey, in my life journey. And Jaina had touched on just recently about young people and, you know,
It's okay. Yeah.
About, you know, communicating what is love and what it is, what do we need? Mm-hmm. And in reflection to that, you know, when I was I might be still young at heart, but, you know, when I was a young...
You're still young. Oh, please.
When I was a kiddo, that's something I really struggled with, is expressing what I needed.
Right.
And I'm grateful that, you know, I had a very loving home, but what I notice now is that their love, their vision of what love is, it was totally different from what I needed, right? And that it brings it, kind of tying it back into the articles that we were talking about earlier in this segment, that it's not only just about physical, mental, right? It's about social development, spiritual, emotional, right? Yeah. And I didn't get that full, that full umbrella.
Right.
And that's okay, because now I can recognize, you know, my care providers were doing the best they could with what they had, right?
Yeah. I also like to talk about, like, different love languages, right?
Yes.
So they have,
yes.
we all have different love languages, so trying to figure out what's your love language and just differing. Not that it's wrong.
No.
Just different.
No.
Just different.
Mm-hmm. And so, yeah, so in my journey and my healing, my growth, it's... Even through adolescence, like, it was really, I've really struggled with self-love and self-worth. And I would, so honestly, it was in my late 20s, early 30s, that's when I started really reflecting and what is self-love? What is self-care?
Yeah.
You know, that's something I never experienced, I want to say.
So what do you do today for self-love and self-care?
For self-love, I think it's working on boundaries.
Okay.
I think that's a huge thing. Communication, letting people know when maybe I'm not at my peak, but, you know, I'm getting there and I need to just slow down, maybe pull back. Because, again, you're the expert of your own self, right? Yeah. And I know what my body can handle, what my mind can handle. And then, yeah, and so listening to myself, too, I think that's part of my self-care. And so if it's one day, if I just need to curl up in bed and watch Harry Potter, that's okay. That's what I need, right? I love cleaning, so maybe it's just taking a day in the weekend just to clean.
Oh, nice.
Right?
You're invited to my house.
Oh, you're welcome.
I'll help you.
But yeah, like listening to music, spending time with friends.
Yeah.
My friends, you know, children, just whatever fills my cup.
Yeah.
But it's really listening to my body. And I think that comes to with, I think, love and kindness. I know having compassion with myself and saying it's okay to take a break.
Yeah.
It's okay to just sit in bed and watch Harry Potter.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Right? Mm-hmm. It's, we need to, I don't know if anyone, if the airplane analogy, right?
Mm-hmm.
When that mask comes down, right, you've got to put your mask, oxygen mask.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mask on first before you can help others.
Right.
And that's so true, mm-hmm. right? And especially working in this field, and I have worked in not in CFS, but I've worked in mental health and for quite some time now, and we have to take care of ourselves.
Right.
We have to, and I think that's been, it's forgotten about.
Right.
Right. Totally. It is.
Yeah.
It's neglected.
And that's why
it is. Yeah.
You know, we talked about the Buddhist principles mm-hmm. in self-care mm-hmm. and, you know, just intentionally, like, besides like the listening to yourself of what do I need now, but the importance of with intention, you know, mm-hmm. having a list, you know, a toolbox of different self-care tools, right? Mm-hmm. Like there's the easy kind of lazy ones that are like just kind of meet our basic mm-hmm. grosser needs, right? Like for me, those are like sloth, like, right? Mm-hmm. Netflix, chill, food, mm-hmm. eat.
Cheesy poofs,
comfy pants, mm-hmm. Slurpee, mm-hmm. you know. But then there's like intention. I have like a playlist, mm. right, of songs that just heal my heart and mm-hmm. help me feel and sing and cry, and mm. then I'm better. Or, you know, a guided meditation.
Yes.
Favorite authors and, you know, favorite who's the safe people that I can call,
right. mm-hmm. yeah.
you know, mm-hmm. and to, you know, and I think I've gotten better too is asking, like, are you in a good space? Can I emotionally dump on you right now?
Right.
Yeah. Right. And, because that's part of my self-care too. I don't want to set myself up for rejection, mm-hmm. right? So, yeah.
I liked how you said meditation. So that's something that I practice. I try to practice. You mm-hmm. know, it's all about practice. We just keep doing it, right? But I found meditation really helpful in my journey. It's about calming my mind
mm-hmm.
and being one with myself. If we have time, I just wanted to, I have this meditation, it's called the Loving Kindness Meditation, and it can be quite lengthy, but I'm just going to stick with ourselves. It's about self-love, and this is something that I did to myself. I say to myself like a mantra.
Mm, yes, I love
when
mantras.
When I'm feeling down, even when I'm feeling good, right? So here, it says, may I be free from anger, may I be free from ill will. May I be free from jealousy. May I be free from mental suffering. May I be free from physical suffering. May I live in peace. May I live happily.
Beautiful.
Mm. Thank you for sharing that with us.
Yes. Yeah. It's really important to, recognizing that there is suffering.
Yeah.
There is suffering, and that we can move past that.
Yeah, and we can be our own best friends.
Yes.
And I strongly encourage, positive affirmations. Mm-hmm. It's a really good way to retrain your brain,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
Like cheapest form of brain surgery.
Yeah.
And,
yeah.
you know, into positive thinking, because we are what we think. Mm-hmm. As you think it, so it shall be, mm-hmm. right?
Yeah.
So,
yeah, exactly.
We have reached the top of the hour, ladies. Mm-hmm. So thank you very much. Emma,
thank
we'd love to have you back. You are welcome back.